Okay. What about the kitchen, like in that old house? Was it separate or?
The kitchen, no, it was built in. It was with the part of the house, but it was, had your old wood cook stove in it. And we got our, you know, the electric range too. Refrigerator and chopping block, which is, you know, 4x4, that maybe 2 foot thick, that you've done your meat cutting on. Then your kitchen table that you ate off of.
Yeah. What was the block on? Was it sitting up on something?
It was on legs. Yeah, somewhere around maybe 4x4 legs or round.
Okay. And everybody just call that kitchen. Did it have a separate room off the side where you might put canned goods or stuff like that?
No. Basically, everybody, like my father and my mother that is that age, had a, what they call a sailing, that they would store their canned goods.
That was outside somewhere?
Well, it would be under the house, which would be basement type area, or under a building they would have for their meats, as far as beef, pork. My father always had his own pig turned into hogs.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Then he would dress them at the end of the year, wintertime. He would season his own pork meat, hams, bacon, whatever, and then the cellar would be under it.
Did you have stairs or a ladder or something that went down in there?
It was basically a ladder type thing.
Yeah, I got some questions about pork and dressing the hogs and stuff. What kind of different parts of did you use for meat? He sold
that to my father. Probably basically used everything was about the pig that he ate, except for the, you know, the intestinal type stuff. We didn't eat much of that stuff. Okay. I've heard of people eating it, but we didn't eat it.
Yeah, what do they call it? Know.
Chitlins.
Yeah.
People would eat those, but I never could bring myself to eat them. My dad wouldn't either.
Okay. What about other organs like liver and
he'd eat the
heart
liver
and all that stuff?
He wouldn't eat the heart, no. He would eat the liver, he would eat, he would eat, I wouldn't eat. He would call the lights. And from what I can tell what the lights was by watching him dress the hog, it looked like the lungs.
I think that's what they call them, yeah.
Oh, it's the...
Okay.
But, you know, it wasn't very, it was very little thrown away as far as the hog. They would take the fat, real fat tissue that was around the stomach and the side fat back area, and they would cook it down and make what they call lard. I can remember him doing some of that, but I was real young, and it wasn't long before he quit. And that's what they cook their meals with, using that lard. But I can remember that.
Is that the same as like meat you use to season, you know, vegetables and stuff?
Right, they would cook with it. Grease, like you would use Wesson oil now.
Yeah.
This lard is what that was used for at that time.
Okay. Now, I mean, like if you have a chunk, you know, that you put in there, beans or...
Okay, that would be what my dad would call fat back.
Is that what they made the lard out of?
Well, it's the fatty tissue aligning inside of it.
Yeah.
That could pull off.
Oh, okay.
And then the fat back was, you know, this right here.
Yeah, on the side.
On the side. The ribs pulled away from it, and then it would be there. The meat from outside to the ribs, which was called middling meat or fat bag.
Oh,
I've heard
okay.
it called those things.
Middling meat. And